I speak to you in the name of God, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Yet any who did accept the word, who believed in that name, were empowered to become children of God. Children born not of a natural descent, nor urge of flesh, nor human will, but born of God. But born of God. Today is Father's Day. It's a Sunday in which we as Anglicans across Canada are thinking about National Aboriginal Day, and this is Aboriginal Sunday. A Sunday when we are looking more at our own work at reconciliation with the First Nations of this country and our intentional walk with God and walk with them as one family of God's people. I've been researching the ancient thoughts of what is family for quite a while. And when I was reading my research in January, I was really interested. When you read the Bible, it's important to remember, first of all, that the Bible stands for books with an S on it. It's not the book of the Bible. The Bible is not a book. The Bible is a library. It is books. The French word for library, bibliothèque, is books. And the Bible is books. So there are 66 books in the church's Bible, plus a number of other books that were used at the time of Jesus, known today as the Apocrypha. But in all these books, there's a sense of family. And in the early time, at the time of Jesus, family was critically important. But family was more than mom and dad and the kids. This is Father's Day. In Jesus' time, the head of the house was the householder, and the family was everybody who lived together. It included all the extended family who lived on this, maybe a ranch kind of situation. But there also was all the economic partners who were connected with the family, including the slaves. We have to be real. In that time, there were slaves. They didn't have tractors. They had slaves. And the family included all of that. And the householder and the household was responsible for everybody who came. And they were all considered to be cared for by the householder. So when they sat at a meal, everybody would be there. They might have had rank places to sit, but everybody was in the room eating. It was only later that we sort of discriminated and separated people. But in the time of Jesus and in the early church, it was one big group. And a group might become Christianized and start to follow the way and start to have a sense of the power of Jesus Christ. And this family would be different than the families around it. They would have prayers. They would start to read not only what we call the Old Testament, but they would start to receive letters that were circulated and come from Paul mainly, but other members of the church. There are many letters that were circulated at the time of Jesus, or after the time of Jesus, but in the first two centuries, that were read and thought to be spiritual in nature. And they would be read by somebody in the household who was literate for the whole community. And this would happen all the time. The idea of church as we have it today didn't really start until the third century, where you had people, because the households were getting, they wanted to come together. And so you have whole households coming together. But the early church groupings would be families of around 15 to 30 people. But it was an inclusive kind of understanding. Whether it be a blood family or a psychological, spiritual family, they came together. So you had different people from different heritages, but coming together in the family. So why is that important today on this day in which we are thinking about our focus on Aboriginal spirituality, our focus on reconciliation, of deepening our understanding about First Nations people who live in the land and our relationship with it in 2016. And also here it happens to be Father's Day. And we don't get too many kids without fathers as well as mothers. The family is a critical place for all of us. And the family can be a great place or it can be a scary place. And we in Canada have to make ourselves aware that we are the family of God. The readings today talk about that God is God for all of God's creation. There are not separate gods. We are not polytheistic. There is only one God. There might be a variety of understandings, but there is one God. We often don't appreciate that when we're thinking about our First Nations families that are in our midst. But First Nations people always were aware that family was critically important. In fact, when Europeans first came to North America, or Turtle Island, as it was known by the people who lived here, if it wasn't for their sense of family and inclusion, those early people who came from Europe would have died, because it was the First Nations people here who told them how to cope. And in First Nations thinking, we often don't appreciate this, but there is something called the four directions. And it's a sense of that the world is a family, a large family which is all interconnected, and that we are stronger if we all work together. And I've erected this here as a symbol of the four directions. It has a significant color wheel to it. The white faces to the north. And I took my little compass out of my car this morning, and I made sure I knew where the north was, and it's in that corner. Therefore, that's the south corner. And I believe, if I haven't really got things wrong, that should be the east corner, and that should be the west corner. So here it is. The white faces to the north, the red faces to the west, the gold faces to the south, and the black faces to the east. I hope I have that right. I'm always worried I get them wrong. You're going to have to look at my notes. Oh, and Monica's telling me I got it wrong. So I do have the south and north right. The west is black. So that is the west, isn't it? No, it's this way. All right, well, we'll just change it. We're not incapable of making mistakes or fixing. Okay. You think that we were awake this morning. Okay. Now we have it more correct. Now, if Anthea wants to take the picture, she can. It's more right. But the idea is that there is the four directions, and the world comes from the four directions. And the four directions have not only a significance of where the world comes from and who is there, but that we are one, joined together, and that we are mutually connected. The red stands for wholeness. The south, the yellow, stands for the interrelationship. The black stands for interconnectedness. And the white stands for balance and respect. And those four colors also have other meanings. There's what they call the gifts of the directions. So the red is supposed to represent a sense of vision. The yellow represents time. The black represents lessons of knowledge. And the white represents movement. And in all of that, we come up with, we see it, we relate to it, we figure it out, and we do it. There's a sense of wholeness in First Nations thinking. And this was a culture that was here long before, and an understanding long before there was European contact. And there was a sense of the bigger family. We need each other. Sadly, because of the needs of vested interests in Europe, the Europeans, early Europeans, had a similar idea of family. But that was broken down to have only a focus in on, and they abused the Bible, to have only an interest on the nuclear family, the little unit of mom, dad, and the kids, and all the other parts of the family were pared away. And when that happened, there was a sense of trying to then manipulate these groups to do the bidding of vested interests. And you put people into war, and you didn't think that you were fighting against your family. You thought you were fighting for your king or fighting for whatever was the power. And so there was a great sort of manipulation. And then you get the clashes of the family, which was bigger than just the extended family, but also included all the animals of the land. And you get the clash between those wanting the resources to exploit them and those wanting to keep the land because it's part of our family. And we today don't always have that understanding of when we have these clashes happening, we wonder why. Well, it's a sense that we need all the elements that we have, and not just for the gain of a certain select few, but for the benefit of all. All the family are to benefit from what we have, not just a few. So how does that compute with Christianity? The Christian church early on understood this. And only after about the year 1100 did this start to break down. The first 1,000 years of the life of the church, we would have fully understood this four directions, and we would have resonated with it. But only gradually did we lose it. But today, with the environmental movement, we are starting to regain that understanding that we are wholly on this one planet together, and that everything that we do is interrelated one to another. And this interrelatedness is vitally important to our survival. And that God, there's only one God, and we only have one planet. And we're starting to come back to the sense that we must be connected with the land that we have and learn to treat it with respect. In Quebec, there's a term called communautaire. And the communautaire means we are connected with the land. We are people of the land. And this communautaire is vitally important. If you ever have to work in Quebec, the Quebec Nation means we're all connected. Very similar to First Nations understanding. Sometimes it drives the Anglos crazy. But you need to get a new appreciation. And this appreciation is growing within us that we can't pollute and exploit endlessly. So where does that all take us today in 2016? I believe that a new understanding is growing amongst us all of the correctness and truth of First Nations understanding of the environment and of the land, and of the solidarity of all elements of the world together, working in harmony and working with God. And that this growing understanding must be extended into us, that we are the family of God universal. We can't allow ourselves in fear to be divided up and to say we're going to build a wall or we're going to throw out people or whatever it might be. That's stupid thinking. And we have to get beyond it. We have to learn from our sisters and brothers who are here in this land before us, But we have to take this message and bring it around the world. And so I invite you today, as you ponder this Sunday, Father's Day, Aboriginal Sunday, what it means for you, that in your attitude, we are growing a new sensitivity and awareness that we are a whole people of God, and that we have to live that understanding not just for ourselves, but with our neighbors. And I pray that as we receive the sacrament today, we have a sense of a one God infusing each and every one of us, and that we are to live in concert and reconciliation together, as we are the people who are loved by God, for God loves all of God's creation. May we all be blessed. Amen. I now invite you...